Learn to ask for forgiveness and learn to forgive it. As you can see, there were personal incidents that were opportunities for me to either humble myself or to remain proud or to forgive others or to remain unforgiving of others. Because I chose a certain route, it cultivated certain core values. And so there was an atmosphere of forgiveness and humility. I'm not talking about forgiving mediocrity. I fired people who were mediocre. What I'm talking about is forgiving yung nag-meeting kayo, nagkasamaan ng loob, yun ang sinasabi ko. So that the typical friction between people does not become an issue. Okay. Another one, leadership becomes inspirational when it is sacrificial. You sacrifice your selfishness in the service of others. We had a very big incentive program in Del Monte. And there was an annual reward and there was a three-year reward. The annual reward was anywhere from 10% to 40% of your income, depending on your rank. Okay. The three-year award was anywhere from half a year's pay to 3 years' pay, depending on your rank and the performance of the company. Would you believe, but the targets were out of this world, as in, wow. I mean, wow. It takes a miracle to get those numbers. Would you believe there was a time we won a three-year award, okay? And it is given 2 years and then the third year. If you make it in 2 years, some of it is given and then all of it is given if you make the third year to encourage the team. So, hey, one of the joys of being president is, in addition to getting your own big fat check, is you have the honor of distributing checks to people. There are 144 membership, management members, team members, manager up, okay? And so I'm distributing checks. Typically, we have an audit system to make sure the numbers are done well, and there's a post-audit exercise. And to my horror, I found out there was something wrong with the numbers. Let's say the target is 100. we are given a 5% shortfall allowance. If we make only 95%, we'll make it. Kasi nga, grabe yung target, okay? The number came in, if it is 94.5, that is roundable to 95, okay? So if we make 94.5, we make 95. And if we make 95, we make it. So it was not 94.5 during the post audit. It was something like 94. Basically, we really did not make it. However, the checks had already been cut and they have already been distributed. So I'm looking at my check. It's a humongous check. And I said, wow, this is not my money. I go to my wife and I say, I have good news and bad news. First, the good news. I have a big check. Now the bad news. It is not our money. So I told her the story. And I asked her, sweetheart, do you agree there's only one thing to do? Sabi niya, yeah. It's not your money. So next day, I go to the office. I gather the direct reports. And I told them, look, something went wrong, very wrong. I'm going to tell you what I will do. Then I will ask you what you will do. Because I want us to take the initiative before we are told to do otherwise. They said, what will you do, Alex? I said, I have my check here, and I'm going to return it. It was about 2.5 years' pay. I mean, you can retire at my salary level as president. You could retire. And I said, I'm going to return it. And then I asked them, what will you do? To a man and woman, nine men, eight men and one woman, they said, we'll return with you. What's your plan? They asked me. My plan is to go to the board and tell them what happened. I didn't tell them what I had to do. I'm going to have to fire somebody who made that mistake. But anyway, I told them, I'm going to have to go to the board and to tell them what happened and offer a solution. The offer is this. Will they kindly accept the return of the checks of the management committee, the executive committee, myself and my direct reports? But will they allow the managers to please keep their checks? Because the bulk of the money went to the direct, to the executive committee anyway. Because your reward is based on your basic pay. And our basic pays were so much bigger than our people's basic pay. So we said, I'm going to tell the board, we're going to offer to return ours. If they don't mind, will they kindly allow our managers to keep their money? So everybody agreed. I go to the board and I tell them what I plan to do, and I also tell them what I plan to do with the individual who made the mistake. There was a suspicion it was not an honest mistake. Okay? The board said, we agree with your action to, I had to terminate somebody. High-level guy, very high-level guy. Well, you know what they said? We appreciate your gesture, but the board decided keep your money, okay? Because 94 versus 94.5, I mean, you are practically there. But next time you win, we're going to deduct a penalty equivalent to what you missed. I was overjoyed. So guess what happens when the grapevine picks up that the leaders of the company sacrificed themselves for the sake of the lower level people? I mean, leadership becomes inspirational when it is sacrificial. You sacrifice your selfishness in the service of others. And I tell you, guess how those people looked at us. Now, wow, these are real people. They sacrificed themselves and they saved us. Because, yeah, 6 months pays a lot of money. But if I know my people, bumili na ng TV set, bumili na ng down payment na sa kotse, whatever. Una-una, hindi mo na mababawi. Tsaka ang laking gulo. Tsaka sabi ko, kasalanan namin eh. Because, well, of course, I fired the guy who was at fault. But again, culture is determined by the personal behavior of the leader. In this case, myself and the other executive committee. And we could have decided to, you know, kumbaga, sorry, touch move, you know, binigay muna wala na. But we didn't do that. And we sacrificed ourselves for the sake of the company and for the sake of the people. And boy, those guys just loved us for it when they found out. So remember that. You want to be a five-star manager? Well, there's a price to pay. It's called sacrifice. Have you read 100 Days, 100 Years from Now? Have you read Steve Merle's book? Core value, sacrifice. Wow. You know, I love the way Steve thinks. It's exactly how I think. You want to be effective as a leader, there is sacrifice in the service of your people. Now, let's go home. It's parenting, hindi po ba? Parents sacrifice in the service of their children. Kanya nga itong mentoring, coaching, leadership, eh, my goodness, the best training ground is the home. And if you become good in the house, you're going to be good at work as well. Okay, the leader as cultural model. You are the model. No choice. Your personal values and behaviors will create and propagate a specific culture in your team. your people will do what they see you do. You can't really teach what is right unless you do what is right. Okay? Like it or not, you are the model. Okay? And believe me, how you behave, how you talk, how you look, it creates a subculture in your team. When people complain to me about the culture in their team, I ask them to go to the bathroom and look into the mirror. Behold the likely source of the poor culture, and behold the likely source of the solution. Okay? So, assignment. Next slide. This is homework, and I know you will do this, because if you don't do it, God will tell me, and I'll tell HR. List down what you do that you want your people to do also. Continue the behavior. List down what you do that you don't want your people to do. Discontinue the behavior. Because what you do determines the culture. You can bring that home and say, list down what you do that you want your children to do also. Continue the behavior. List down what you do that you don't want your children to do if you have children, and discontinue the behavior. You know? Because how can I do, mga bata, anak, paglaki nyo, sana huwag kayong mag-smoke kasi alam mo, ang nicotine has a 40-year half-life in the lung. So by the time you're, you know, when you smoke, you know, if you start smoking at 15, at 55, nicotine will still be in your body. So sana, when you grow up, I don't want you to smoke, okay? There's something wrong here, you see, because my behavior determines my children's behavior. The power of modeling. Okay? The modeling is, the Greek word for modeling is the signet ring impressed on a clay will leave an impression. Okay, so the children of alcoholics despise their alcoholic parents because of the abuse, because of the chaos that alcoholism does to a family. Now, listen to this. Statistics show, apart from divine intervention, the children of alcoholics also become alcoholics because of the power of modeling. Okay? Modeling is very, very powerful. And you will be affected. You will affect people with your behavior because it's just the truth. Okay, you need to walk the talk, and you must be aware of how powerful your behavior is. Okay, what values motivate you and your team? Okay, oh, teka muna. Am I on the right page? 61. Where is 61? Tama ba? What values? Okay, good. There is a list of values. Are you there? List of values. They are listed at random. I want you to rank your top three. Choose your top three by putting 1, 2, or 3 beside the motivator. I'll give you 1.5 minutes. Right now, they are ranked at random. I want you to write down 1, 2, or 3 beside the value that you believe is your top, second, or third value or motivator. Okay, I'm going to show you the results of a survey, top three motivators of employees. Number one, challenging, interesting work. Number two, recognition from superiors. Number three, sense of belonging or sense of being involved. How many of you have these three in your top three? Raise your hand. Huh? Yeah, anyone. How many of you have any one of these in your top three? Raise your hand. Okay. All right. The point is this. You can motivate your people easier than you think because these motivators cost no money. Okay. Challenging or interesting work, recognition, I mean, saying thank you, texting them good work, good job, sense of belonging. Sense of belonging is you meet with your people regularly and you download the official chismax of the organization. That means they feel they belong. Ayon, hindi ako uchipwera, in ako in. Okay? Brothers and sisters, last week we opened a new church plant in blah, blah, blah location. Oh, wow, okay. You know what I'm saying? So they're in. Okay, that's what it means. Compensation and benefits is number four. Job security is number five. Okay, how many of you have compensation and benefits in the top three? Okay, how many of you have compensation benefits? Top three lang pala, no? Okay. All right. I forgot to tell you, those who did not raise their hand, those who did not have compensation and benefits in their top three will not get your increase this year. Because money is not important to you, so praise God, that's, you know, Victor can save some money. No, just joking. All right. The impact of values. Values drive decisions. Decisions drive behavior. And behavior drives results. You don't have to be a mathematician to conclude that values drive results, okay? Values drive results. What an organization values will drive its results. Do you remember my Del Monte report card in day one? Did I show you my Del Monte report card, compounded annual growth rate, doubling our business every 5 years for 21 years? You know, the values that I'm describing to you are associated with excellent business results. So our values drove business results. I mean, there was a sales manager who was accused of sexual harassment. Okay, he was one of our best people. There was a merchandising drive, and a group of them went to North Luzon, I think Dagupan. They dressed up the supermarkets for Del Monte products because there was a merchandising drive, a new product. The trip was a set of sales managers, salespeople, and merchandisers and promo girls. Okay, now the problem with promo girls is they're not ugly. Okay, so at one evening, the manager, the lead manager, asked for the report, the activity report for the day from the promo girl. Promo girl is not an employee, contractual. Okay, to her credit, the young woman did not enter the room of the sales manager, but inabot niya on the threshold of the room. To the credit of the manager, he did not ask the girl to enter his room. He just got the report through the threshold of the room. So far, so good. However, he made a remark. Something like, pamasahin naman dyan, or something like that. It's a joke. But the young woman felt harassed, rightfully so. A suggestion like that, we're out of town, we're in a hotel, not a nice thing to do. Make a long story short, she goes home. That's all that happened. That's all that happened. She goes home to her mother and her sister, who was a lawyer, and tells them, I was sexually harassed. Whoa. The lawyer's sister writes a letter, a demand letter from the company that, if you don't do something that will satisfy to our satisfaction, we will file a sexual harassment case. And I just am so angry. So I have an investigation done. And what happens? And this is what I found out. So the manager apologizes to the girl. The girl is with her supervisor. The manager is with his boss. There are witnesses to the apology, but it was not enough. So we still got the letter. So they came to me. They said, Alex, what do we do? So I said, all right, bring the sales manager to me. And I told him, I want you to go home tonight, and I want you to tell your wife what happened and to ask your wife to forgive you. Then I want you to invite your wife to dinner tomorrow. I'm buying dinner. The company will buy dinner. We will invite the family, the promo girl, the mother, and the lawyer's sister. And I will be represented by the sales director. And the script will be as follows. First, you will hire a function room, a private room. It was Ensa Shangri-La, so that it is in private. That we're going to buy dinner. Before the dinner, the procedure will be as follows. The sales director will say, Mrs. Blankety Blank, on behalf of the company, and specifically on behalf of our president, Alex Castillo, we would like to ask for your forgiveness for the behavior of our manager. Without waiting for an answer, you turn it over to the manager. He will say, Ma'am, humihingi po ako ng patawad sa inyo. Hindi po maganda yung ginawa ko. Pinagsisihan ko po. Will you forgive me? Turn it over to his wife, who will say, my husband is a good man. He told me what happened. He asked me to forgive him. I have forgiven him. Will you forgive him? And then you wait for an answer. After enough time has elapsed and they have not answered you at all, you order dinner and you eat, and then you report to me what happened the next day. All right, so yeah. Next day, sales director comes to me. Oh, sabi ko, anong nangyari? Nako, Alex, I wish you were there. Sabi ko, bakit? Parang soap opera, pare. Give me the blow by blow. You know what? As instructed, we're there. I say my piece. Turn it over to the manager. He says his piece. Turns it over to his wife, who says her piece. Hindi pa tapos yung wife. Tumayo yung nanay. Niyakap ako. Pinapatawad na raw tayo. Niyakap yung manager. Pati siya pinapatawad na. At niyakap yung asawa at nagpapasalamat na nandun siya. Yung lawyer sister, tumayo din. Ganun din. Nagyakapan kami. Nag-iyakan nga kami. Parang soap opera. Tapos nung nagkumakain na kami, it was such a friendly dinner. And Alex, everything's okay. So fine, good. Then I get a letter from the sister lawyer, the second letter from the sister lawyer. She says, Dear Mr. Castillo, I am writing to thank you for the way you handled this situation. My family and I are very impressed with the way you handled it, and we are very happy and completely satisfied with what you offered to us, which was nothing except humility. Okay? We didn't compensate. And in fairness to them, they were not asking for compensation. Sabi niya, I assure you, there would be no charges filed, and more power to you, blah, blah, blah. Wow. Now, guess what happens to our culture? Guess how well-behaved my sales managers were. Because haharapin mo maliban sa Diyos ang asawa mo, which is probably worse. Ako, si God na lang. Mabait si God eh. You know? I mean, mas madali si God. I mean, you know, sabi ni David eh, you know, sa'yo na lang ako, Lord. Because I'd rather lay my life in your hands. Eh. Mapagpatawad kang Diyos eh. Okay? In a meeting, another sales manager got angry. It was a regional meeting. His sales supervisors were there. He was so angry, he castigated one of them, Minura, using PI. And as in, wow, he dressed him down with PIs, all right? The sales supervisor, it was clear to him that is behavior unbecoming of a professional. It was clear to him because the culture was very clear. I, by the grace of God, I never said PI in 23 years in Del Monte because of the Holy Spirit. Hindi po ba? That's the first thing to go, eh? PI. So, it was unbecoming behavior. I don't know if he was testing the culture. He reports his boss to us. So I have an investigation, and we confirm. The guy made Mura his man in front of his colleague, which is a big no-no. We bring him in, and we confront him. He admits it. He was defiant. He said the guy deserved it, ang tamad-tamad, etc., etc. Sabi ko, no way. So I asked the sales director, what's your recommendation? Yeah, very clear on the culture. 2 weeks suspension, no pay. So approve, implement. Calls in his sales manager. So he tells him, 2 weeks suspension, no pay. And we want you to apologize to your supervisor. The guy apologizes to the supervisor, but he says, if you suspend me, I'm going to resign. So the sales director comes to me. He said, Alex, he's going to resign. Really? Tell him to come see me. So guy comes to see me. I tell him, why are you quitting? Because I feel so humiliated. Well, sabi ko, pare, marunong kang magmura, matuto kang magpakumbaba. Sabi ko, you will not resign. I'll tell you why. If you resign, you will never outlive this down for the rest of your life. Sabi ko, hey, man up. Magpakalalaki ka. Because I'm telling you, if you quit, you will never live this down for the rest of your life. And what are you going to tell your children? Na nung ikaw nagkamali, hindi mo hinarap ang pagkakamali mo. He didn't quit. Okay, he didn't quit. Guess how well-behaved our sales managers were during meetings. So this is cultural, yeah. Cultural stuff. Because every opportunity we got, we propagated the culture. It was consistent. There is not going to be, we will not let anything pass because we want a certain culture to be established in this company. Now, what is the effect? You know what? When we have a vacancy, if someone resigns because hindi naman namin mapigilan, within, I kid you not, 48 hours, I have 3 or 4 hot candidates to replace that person. When I interviewed them, I asked them, to begin with, how did you learn there was a vacancy? I mean, the guy quit just 2 days ago. Oh, sir, I got a text from my friend who told me about the vacancy. Who is your friend? Oh, he's one of your managers who still works for you. Oh, really? What did he say? Oh, you know, sabi niya, he's been texting me for a year now, telling me I must join Del Monte. Matikman ko man lang daw yung culture dito. And he told me, he promised me when as soon as there is a vacancy, I'll text you so you can apply. Wow. Did you know 90% of the replacements are recommendations from our employees? Now, ask me the question. When it is your employees who are dragging their friends to join your company, there must be something right here. Yeah. See, there is a winsome culture. We were a magnet for people. Wow. It's amazing. We have a reunion among the ex Del Monte employees. Okay, we call them the X and Y reunion. X is ex Del Monte, and Y is why are you still there group. Okay? So we call it the joke namin, the X and Y group. During one of the reunions, one of the girls told me, one of the Y girls couldn't restrain herself. She gave me a bear hug. Akala ko hindi na makahinga. And she told me, we miss you so much. One of the ex-girls was there. We were in K-pop. There's a K-pop restaurant in Fort. I've never eaten with so much noise. So sabi ko, ano bang klaseng restaurant ito? Hindi ko magkarinigan. Lunch yan, hindi naman gabi. Magklaseng, anyway. Pabihan mo na. Okay. One of the ex-girls told me, you know, Alex, you chose us so well that, you know, we ended up, the mixture is perfect. We compete against each other, but we love and respect each other. And you know what she said? That never forget, sabi niya, in effect, you created a second home for us. Wow. Those people look at going to work, going to another home. You created a second home for us. I have not received a better compliment in my career. So that's cultural, okay? Culture, because of the way we behaved. And we tried to behave as consistently as possible. Elements of a strong culture, shared mission and vision, shared core values, values promoted visibly and consistently by the leader's personal example, shared anecdotes that promote mission, vision, and values, shared information, shared success experiences. We work very hard. And we accomplished a lot. But you know what? Just this morning on my way here, I was talking to my former supply chain VP, we were reminiscing because one of our colleagues is terminally ill. So we were talking about him, and we were reminiscing about our old Del Monte days. And he told me, Alex, you know what my daughter said? Because we had a Singapore trip, the whole management committee, and somehow his daughter, bit-bit niya, I think his daughter was working somewhere, basta bit-bit niya yung anak niya. And during the dinners, kasama namin yung the girl now, working age na. And sabi niya, when they came back to Manila, she gave the following observations to her father. Sabi niya, Dad, is that how you guys work? What do you mean? Sabi ng daddy niya, para lang kayong magkakabarkada. Ay, nako, maniwala ka. Wala pa yun. Kasi tawanan kami ng tawanan, sabi ng daddy niya. And you know what the daughter said? She said, Dad, I wished that someday in my career, I'm going to be part of a culture like yours. I wish I can have a company like Del Monte when you and Tito Alex were still there. So, wow. That's amazing feedback because of the culture. All right. You have survived the seminar. Closing thoughts. Can I be a 5-star people manager and still have a life?
Yeah.
To which I have a very simple answer. Ano ka, sineswerte? 5-star ka na, may life ka pa? Kidding aside, of course, but first things first. You should have a life. Happy people tend to be better leaders of people. Your joy will rub off on your people. Joyful workers are more productive workers. Their joy at work will rub off on their families, and that rubs off at work. It's a virtuous cycle. The reverse is true. Miserable people tend to be poorer leaders of people. Your misery will rub off on your people. Miserable workers are less productive workers. Their misery at work will rub off on their families, poor families, and that rubs off at work. It's a vicious cycle. So, learn to be a happy person. Be joyful. Okay? Be joyful. You know, sabi ni E.J. McKnight, the U.S. of a guru in customer service, happy cows give better milk. Did you know that's true? Happy cows have BFFs. Cows have BFFs. We have a 13,000 head cattle ranch in Del Monte. We fatten cattle. They are our waste disposal system. Yung pinagpigaan ng pineapple, di naman pwede itapon yun. Hihulihin ka ng DENR. So, how do we dispose of the waste? Well, we have 13,000 head of cattle. We bring it up to the farm, and that represents half of the cattle feed. So, pag mataba na yung, the cattle we import from Australia, heifers, maliliit. Papatabay namin yan. Pagtaba niyan, we export them to Manila. And we Del Monte supplies part of the livestock in all of the cut meat shops in Metro Manila. Okay, so we notice that when we feed cows, we want them to eat a lot and get fat right away. So they graduate to the slaughterhouse. Anyway, we notice yung cow will not eat well until katabi niya yung BFF niya. Hahanapin niya yung BFF niya. Pag katabi niya yung BFF niya, kakain na siya. Yun. So, now, we have milking cows, Holstein cows, okay? And we believe that if we treat our cows well, they will give us better milk. In Japan, do you know, ano yung karne sa Japan? No, isa pa. Kobe beef. Kobe beef, you know, if the animal is relaxed, because if you slaughter an animal the wrong way, the animal's body will secrete toxin. It's amazing, no? It's amazing. Kanya nga, in Leviticus, walang suffering. Jugular vein kagad. Para patay kagad. In the sacrificial system. Para walang suffering. So, may connection sa health yan, no? Kobe beef are given Kirin beer. Pinapatoma yung mga baka. Para medyo, you know, brengo ng konti. Para, peace, baby, you know. And then, you know, jugular. What a way to go. So, be happy. Be joyful, okay? Internal joy. Okay, now, There is no such thing as life-work balance. This is the announcement I will make before you graduate from this class. For 35 years, I have tried to balance work and life. I have not succeeded. Because to begin with, it's not accurate. Life is volatile and unpredictable. Work is volatile and unpredictable. How can you balance work and life? To begin with, okay, the first part of the problem, the word balance connotes no movement. Eh, kung di balance, eh, ang galaw ng trabaho, ang galaw ng life. Punta ka sa supermarket, bumili ka isang kilong karne, lalagay ng bata yung karne sa weighing scale. The needle goes like this. It stops at one. You know, 1 kilo yun. Why? Because there's no movement. It's balanced. Kung gusto mo ng balance, punta ka sa puneraria. Yung nasa kabaong, balansyadong balansyado. Pero wala ng life. So, the work-life balance is an oxymoron. Okay? You can only achieve, are you ready for this? Work-life dynamic equilibrium. Okay? Work-life dynamic equilibrium. You can achieve some equilibrium, pero mauga siya. It's dynamic. Pero hindi siya mag-tilt. Okay? I mean, you consider life as a disc in the playground. Alam mo yung disc sa playground? If you stay here, it's gonna tilt this way. If you stay here, it's gonna tilt that way. If you stay at the back, it's gonna tilt this way. If you stay in front, it's gonna tilt that way. You need a friend to balance it. So, my wife, if that part is life and this part is work, and my boss says, walang uwian, kailangan matapos ito. So, I'm gonna have to spend a disproportionate amount of time at work. Magtitilt yon. Unless my wife says, hey honey, I'm gonna take care of it. I'm gonna put the kids to sleep, bathe them, tell them the Bible story, and pray with them, etc., etc. So the only way to achieve dynamic equilibrium, are you ready for this, is by building strong relationships. Okay? Which is the whole theme of this seminar. The only way to achieve dynamic equilibrium is to build strong relationships. So that my wife is going to balance the scale for me. When I have an emergency at home, I have to bring someone to the hospital. I can't go to work. Boss, will you cover for me? I call my people. Hey, will you cover for me? I can't go to work. If I have strong relationships with those people, they will cover me. There's going to be dynamic equilibrium. Mauga siya, pero it is equilibrium. Okay, that's one part. There is a new trend now. You cannot balance. The only way balance is needed is if there are two parts. If life is separated from work. So the new thinking now is forget work-life balance. Work on work-life integration. Such that. Maski na nasa bahay ka na, nag-work ka pa rin. Ngayon, pag nasa work ka, pwede kang mag-life. You can bring your pet to the work. You can bring your children to work. So in America, there are daycare centers so that new mothers can bring their children to work. There is no division between work and life. They are integrated. If they are integrated, there is no need for balance because there's only one item. But if there are two, oh, hiwalay siya. Eh, pag in-integrate mo yan, uno, work-life balance is irrelevant. My criticism to that thinking is this. You can only integrate to a certain extent. Okay? You cannot integrate completely. But where you can integrate, integrate it. So you have less need for balance. But remember, balance is never achieved. You can only achieve dynamic equilibrium. Sa punerarya po, balansyadong balansyado. Pero wala nang life. Patay na. All right. Now, to achieve dynamic equilibrium, you need to manage time. So you need to learn time management principles. In 5 minutes, I will try my best to give you a time management exercise. All right? Click that slide. We are indebted to Stephen Covey of Seven Habits fame. Okay? On the vertical axis is importance of the activity. On the horizontal axis is urgency of the activity. There is low importance, high urgency, low urgency. It produces four quadrants. Quadrant one, the quadrant of management, got to do it now. High in importance, high in urgency. The senior pastor wants this. No choice. I have to drop everything to do that. The BIR needs this. No choice. That's a compliance thing. I have to do that. The city government needs this. Okay, that's high in importance, high urgency. No choice. We live in the management quadrant. That's quadrant number one. Quadrant number two is the development quadrant, good in the long run. High in importance, but low in urgency. Example, building relationships. Is it important in the long run? Yes. Is it urgent? No. Kanya na postpone yan. Exercise, is it good for the long run? Yes. Is it urgent? No. Kanya na postpone yan. Taking a vacation, is it good in the long run? Yes. Is it urgent? No. Kanya na postpone yan. Planning is important, but not urgent all the time. So, na postpone yan, kaya puro tayo gahol. Okay? So, management quadrant is the operational quadrant. These are the crises in our lives. They scream at us. Operational issues scream at you. Kanya, you pay attention to them. I pay attention to them. Development is the strategic quadrant. They whisper to us. These are the strategic things, long-term important things. They whisper to us, beware, do not be deaf to the whispers of developmental activities. Okay? Building relationships is developmental. Is it important? Yes. Is it urgent? No. But beware. No. Mentoring and coaching, is it strategic? Yes. Is it urgent? No. May parati na po postpone. Kaya walang nagbe-mentor, walang nagko-coach. Are you with me? No. Building relationships with your families, building relationships with your co-workers, it's strategically important, but it's not always urgent. Okay. So beware that you are putting back too long the strategic activities because they will come back to bite you. This quadrant three, this quadrant of deception, I know I'll be sorry. Low in importance but high in urgency. Example, last day for BPI Midnight Madness. Is it urgent? Well, last day na. Is it important? Well, ladies, you know, forgive me, but in the larger scheme of things, not really. Besides, there will be another one. So, at kung gusto mong mag-BPI Midnight Madness, huwag na maghintay sa last day para hindi masira ang time management. Are you with me? Meetings. High in urgency, low in importance. Many meetings. Ask yourself a question. You're attending a meeting. Why am I in this meeting again? Because I've been sitting here for 45 minutes. I have not spoken. No one asking me a question. Why on earth am I in this meeting? And you know the answer? Lalang. Eh, kasi you're part of the staff, so sinama ka sa meeting. If you're going to call a meeting, I have one word advice. Don't. Unless you have an agenda. And unless the time frame is clear. And if I may suggest, 1 hour. Okay? And it's clear who's going to present and who's going to be a resource person. And do not invite anyone who is not needed in that meeting. Have mercy on other people. If you're going to attend a meeting, I have a one-word advice. Don't. Unless you're part of the agenda. That you are the presenter or you are the resource person. If you are neither of those, ask the one who convened the meeting. Boss, pwede bang hindi nila ako mag-attend? Ba't mo ako pinapa-attend yan? Lalang, para ma-inform ka. Pakopya na lang nung ano? Pakopya na lang nung minutes or, you know what I mean? Push back. Because we waste our lives on a lot of things. Quadrant four, the quadrant of waste. Low in importance, low in urgency. Why do I even do it? Surfing the internet without an agenda. That is, why, lalang, lakmagawa eh. Wow, I never do that. It's very dangerous because within 3 seconds, I can land in a porn site without even looking for it. Okay, so, Facebook, with all due respect, if you are using Facebook to communicate with a loved one, by all means, go for it. That's developmental. If you're using Facebook to stalk your friends, come on. Folks, who cares what they ate yesterday? And by the way, who cares what you ate today? Come on. Why post it? Who cares? You know what I was telling Ice? Mark Zuckerberg has sucked us all in. It's called digital voyeurism. You want to make silly the lives of others. And it is addictive. So a lot of people, alas 4 na ng umaga, Katatonic na ito, nag-Facebook pa. Why are you doing? I have no idea why I'm doing this. So, hey, no, what's the idea? Okay? Final exercise, final assignment. Where does your time go? List a sampling of your activities in a typical week in each quadrant. Okay? Subukan mo lang to, okay? In 1 week, list down your activities, categorize them by quadrant. Now, what will happen? It is a mirror to your soul. Don't tell me what your values are. I will tell you what your values are based on what time you spend. Honey, I love you and the family. Yeah, right. You don't spend time with us. Ooh, she's right. Where I spend time is what I really value. I don't care what your values are as you tell me what they are. When I see this report, when you see this report, this is where your values are. Okay? Now, what's the idea? The idea is the best leaders have 50% or more of their time in development. What do? They look at their management quadrant and they develop such proficiency and efficiency in doing their work so that they reduce the amount of time they use to do their work. For example, can anyone else do this? In fact, do this better? If the answer is yes, delegate. Okay? Do things that only you can do. Like doing performance appraisals. You cannot delegate that. Okay? And all of the time you save, you put in the development quadrant, which is almost starved of time. Often starved of time. Then you get a big scissor and you eliminate everything in quadrant 3 and in quadrant 4. Because the best leaders have nothing in quadrant 3 and quadrant 4. They only have management and development quadrant. By the way, taking a vacation, there are a lot of fun things in development. Taking a vacation with your family is developmental. Leisure is developmental. Taking a nap is developmental. Okay? 7 hours of sleep a day is developmental. So, that's what you do. And I assure you, your life will change. Time management, some practical tips, okay? Establish what activities are non-negotiable. These are the big rocks. How about 7 hours of sleep a day? Okay? Very important for health. There is an article, there's a whole issue of Time Magazine, either October or November last year, on sleep. And it is definitive. You cannot sleep longer than 8 hours, and you should not sleep less than 7 hours because it will affect your health. Okay? How about, yeah, non-negotiable dapat yon. Non-negotiable, okay? How about 15 minutes of quiet time every day? Oh, non-negotiable dapat yon. How about 1.5 hours, 3 times a week of exercise? Dapat non-negotiable yan. How about dinner at home with the family at least 3 times a week? Oh, dapat non-negotiable yan. The idea is you list your non-negotiable, which is driven by your core values. And everything else is planned around it. Okay? I will give you 2 phrases that will propel your time management activity. Number one, live purposefully. Sulat mo dyan. Live purposefully. Every day, when you are doing anything, ask yourself the question, why am I doing this? Does this contribute to my mission and vision in life? So, purposeful living assumes you have a mission and vision. I bring you back to session 1. Become a missionary and visionary for your life. What is the mission of your life? What is the vision for your life in every area of your life? So, living purposefully assumes you have a mission and vision for your life. So, when you are doing something that does not contribute to your mission and vision, don't do it. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng living purposefully. That's the first phrase. The second phrase is simplify your life. 3 words. Simplify your life. Okay? When I was in Del Monte, I simplified my life. I said, company, church, family. Not necessarily in that order. Everything else I eliminated. why do I have to be a member of the Philippine Marketing Association? Sales director, ikaw dyan. Why do I have to be a member of Philippine Association of National Advertisers? Marketing director, ikaw dyan. Why do I have to be a member of the Supply Chain Organization of Philippines? Supply Chain VP, ikaw dyan. I eliminate everything. I will be invisible. Okay? Why do I have to be a member of the Rotary? Or the Kiwanis, or the Lions, the Tigers, the Zebras, the Giraffes. I mean, ang dami niyan eh. I said, stop, I am invisible. I cut everything out. But even with just three, Del Monte, church, and family, wow, that is up to here. And what more if I had more than that? So sometimes I don't understand people. They complain about time management. And when I look at their lives, oh, ito, member ka ng Jirap, Zebra, and then yung membership niya. What are you doing this for? Eh, hindi purposeful. Walang vision. Identify and eliminate activities that waste time. Identify other blocks of passive time which can be used for high return activities. Like what? Let me see. Aha, alam ko yan. Yung mga may kulay na buhok na yan. You know? If you go to the parlor, that's passive time. Use the passive time to do productive things. I mean, when I go, I have a confession to make. I do manicure, pedicure for the first time in my life. I'm doing manicure, pedicure. My goodness, it is luxurious. I told my wife, ikaw, ha? Ito pala sikreto mo sa buhay. Sarap pala ng buhay mo, hindi ko alam to. Ha? You know, I only got a manicure and pedicure after I retired. And now I cannot help not having a manicure and pedicure. But I discovered it's passive time. It's 1 hour or 2 hours, depending on how many girls are working your hands and fingers. So, what do you do? Well, I can take a nap. That's developmental. That's rest. Or I can read. But it's not going to be the tabloids or the people or the gossip magazines in the salon. Yes. I bring my Kindle. I bring my good book. I bring my laptop. I do some work. See, that's what I mean. I'm damning passive time. My wife gets her hair done. Dyed. Okay? I know how long it takes. I bring her to the salon at 5 p.m. Monday, and I pick her up about Wednesday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. it takes forever. I mean, nag-gym na ako. Namalengke na ako. I mean, I ran errands. Hindi pa rin tapos. Ano ba yan? Maghapon ba naman? Well, it's passive time, but she's got her book. And yeah, she just tells me, go away, I'm not yet finished. Okay. Wow. Are you with me? So be sensitive about passive time. You have a lot of passive time. Use it productively. Purposefully is the word. Say no to yourselves and others. I want you to say no.
Say no.
Wag say no. No lang. Lobat na, lobat. Lobat, okay? Say no.
No.
Better, okay? Now, when I was an executive in Del Monte, I was also a church leader. And when you're an executive and a church leader, you are prime target for Ninong and Ninang. And wow, what a time consumer. As in, maghapon, prime time pa, weekend, wow. When you can rest. At bakit ba naman sa Tagaytay pa? Ay mo ba dyan sa tabi-tabi na lang? Worse, Boracay, ano ba yan? So I asked my fellow executive, para you seem to have managed this very well. What? How did you do it? Oh, simple lang yan. The last time I was invited, hindi ako nagregalo. Wala nang invite sa akin. Sabi ko, malupit naman ata yan. My wife and I have a solution. You want us to be Ninong Ninang? Wonderful. Come to our house. We'll have coffee. We want you to know who you are making Ninong and Ninang. So we have an opportunity to share the gospel if they're not Christians. After that, we say, you know what? We will be willing under one condition. We are committed to your marriage. During the wedding, we are not necessary. We are just occupying space and we are just decorations. You don't need us during the wedding. You know when you need us? When you are about to kill one another is when you need us. And we commit, because my wife and I, we don't believe in divorce. It is not in our vocabulary. Murder, perhaps, but not divorce. we might kill each other, but we will not divorce one another. So when you get... Giselle, award best laughters. You know. When you are about to kill each other, we are committed. We will be with you. So, sino makakahindi niyan? So, yun, we solved our ninong-ninang problem. So, we saved on time, and we saved on a lot of other things. But we were able to say no. And finally, plan better to minimize crisis and carve out time for the development quadrants. As a leader, your goal is to create an environment that channels your people's strengths and empowers them to achieve the organization's and their full potential. This is best achieved if you are a person of joy and faith. Ultimately, becoming a five-star people manager will help leave a legacy of a godly work ethic and team culture, in itself a powerful testimony to a broken world. The best testimony for managers is to create a winsome culture. And, you know, if you think you're wasting your time doing what you're doing, you're not. Because if you do it well, you will create a godly work ethic and team culture, and you will contribute to the kingdom of God. I have a 4-minute video and a 1-minute closing, and then I will release you to your real lives, okay? I have one quip, and mama, yan na lang sa closing. You have the Redbone thing. What I wanted to tell you is a good guideline is this. We have to be the kind of people that our dogs think we are. You have a pet? You know your pet when you come home? Boy, you're the most wonderful person on earth. So it's a good thing to remember. Huh? A good guideline is let us be the kinds of people that our dogs think we are. Masyado malalim ata na low bat na kayo or all right. I showed a video to land this seminar with motivation. Okay. Day one, the motivation I gave you is love. Love your people. Okay. And I remember your looks in your faces. Alex, you don't know my people. Some of them are utterly unlovable. But I said, look, that's what love is all about. You're loving the unlovable. I need to leave you with motivation today that will sustain you. When I was preparing this material, I laughed. I said, who can do this? Well, you know, the answer is no one. Alone. Okay? If you take this material seriously, you will have to be more than yourself. Something you cannot be. But, you know, again, lamang po tayo dyan, mga Christians. We have the Holy Spirit. And I love the line, you raise me up to more than I can be. You have to be more than you can be. You have to go beyond yourself to become a five-star people manager. And you can't do that, but you will have help. And the motivation is you have help. I showed the video because Derek Redmond was an R4. He did not only qualify for the race, he was favored to win the gold medal in the Olympics. But you know what? You are R4s. I know it. But you know what? Life has different plans. He pulled his hamstring and he fell. And he had to decide, do I finish? Do I not? Well, one of the things I want to share with you, leadership is a finisher's race. You are not competing against other leaders. You are competing to be the best that you can be. God only expects you to be the best that you can be. You don't have to be better than the other guy. You have your own track. We all have our own track. So great a cloud of witnesses. We are on a track. And part of that track right now in your life is your work in victory and the people God has put under you. That's part of your track. And all God wants to do, he wants you to finish. And he guarantees, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. The father of Derek Redmond, my opinion, representing God, went when his son fell, picked him up. Derek said, the father said, you don't have to do this. And Derek said, yes, I do. So the dad said, okay, in that case, we'll do it together. God is there. It's okay to fail. Did you hear me? You're going to fail. The reason why I can teach you all of this is I have failed in all of this. And I still fail. Okay? Failure is the best teacher if you just respond to the lesson of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so you will fail, but it's okay. God will pick you up. So the motivation is this: go for it. You have to be more than you can be, but you can't do it alone. God lifts us up. You lift me up to be more than I can be. I just love this song. I just love this song. So I'm glad that you had the forbearance to listen to me for 2 days. And thanks for your laughter, Eros. Really cheered me up. You're a great class. I pray you learned a few things from me. God bless you. Thank you very much.